kung hindi naman ganun ka-urgent, then make sure you do so. If you can slip on decisions, pwede, ay, itulog ko muna to ng one night. It's always better to do this because then you are 100% sure you're making the right decision as a leader. Hindi lang siya due to heat of the moment. Due to, kasi, oo, nadadala ka lang ng emosyon. Kasi sabi nga nila, di ba, once, if you are, how then, your emotion is too much, happy ka, baka may magawa ka ding decision na ika, oo. And same goes with, ano, if you are emotionally drained, if you are stress ka, or if you are tawag din, galit ka, baka mas makagawa ka pa ng mas malala pang desisyon. So let yourself cool down for a moment, or kung kahit tulugan mo lang muna ng isang gabi, okay, para ma-refresh tayo. So usually it works. And then leadership skill number 3 is identify talent. Of course, and that's what we're doing to you guys. We identify talents. Okay, always identify talent within your teams and nurture this. Nurture them. And this is very important because it will allow you to achieve your goals faster. Kasi isipin nyo, pag kami-kami lang, hindi namin makakaya kayo lahat. Ang dami nyo na eh. No? Lalong-lalo na, like sa amin, kasi hindi lang naman ako, hindi lang naman sa Ortigas yung tinitingnan ko eh. Kahit andito ako, of course, nagmo-monitor pa rin ako sa Cagayan de Oro, sa Cebu, yung mga ganon. But since andito na kayo, mas, tawag din? Kasi, sa inyo na kami hihingi ng mga reports. Hindi na kami mismo yung tututok talaga. Okay? Now, and also, yeah, like sa sinabi ko, identify talent within your teams. Importante siya because mas mabilis natin magawa yung mga goals natin, ma-achieve natin yung goals natin. And this is true, ha? Kasi ang dami ko na ding napasukan ng mga companies. Mga bigger companies, bigger corporations, mga corporate settings, hindi talaga ito maiiwasan. Now, there are managers, there are leaders that are afraid to identify talent within their team kasi takot sila na masapawan